Get a copy of the book, Renewing the Soul of America, $18 book, and gift of $10 or more through July 4th. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get on our website, saveus.org, and become a partner, will you? Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Do it today. Don't delay. The other guy's not doing it. If you value this program as we prepare the way of the Lord for history's final hour, make that gift today. Go to our website, saveus.org. You can make it that way. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA or write to us. God bless you. And be a blessing, and seek the peace that only Christ can give.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Ralph Lewis, who works for a product that called PRI, and it basically is a vehicle by which you can either prolong the use of gasoline and diesel or rejuvenate gasoline and diesel. And we've had certainly Rich Ralph with us in the past. Thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's a real pleasure to be back on the show with you.
I'm going to have to get my producer here because something I, for some reason or other, why my earphones aren't hearing. I can hear you, but I'm going to ask my producer to get that. My producer's working on it. Well, anyway, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about the problem and certainly why certainly diesel fuel and gasoline fuel suddenly loses its efficiency and how the product that you offer can help them. And certainly, if we get into difficult times, why we want to have fuel that we can depend upon, certainly because it makes all the difference in the world on how people will live if we did have a major catastrophe. What is your product and how does it work?
Well, I really appreciate that. I'll give a little background on this. The thing that you see is oftentimes in modern disasters, whether it be hurricanes, Hurricane Sandy, Ike, Katrina, all these, you always see situations where right after the hurricane, all these big medical hospitals, medical centers, are typically having to evacuate patients. And you wonder why, because they have emergency standby power, diesel generators there just specifically to keep the lights on in the emergency situations. But as it turns out, there have been an awful lot of these hospital evacuations for one very simple reason. Nobody paid attention to the fuel that goes into these emergency generators. In fact, it's thought that about at least half the failures emergency standby generators are owing to the fact that the fuel will go bad in storage in relatively short order. So we manufacture products. We have industrial, these are industrial products that actually are sold to the commercial marine industry worldwide and also to power plants. In fact, I just got back from the Caribbean where we service some power plants there. And these are used actually for two things. Basically for anybody storing fuel long-term for emergency backup power, these chemistries, this Pride D for our diesel and our Pride G for gasoline, will extend the storage life of the fuel for quite some time, much, much longer than is typical of what you see with consumer type additives. These are industrial additives, but we do package them in the consumer bottles. There are some pretty dire situations that can occur. Now, one thing I do want to point out is that I'm a prepper myself, actually. I believe in that, you know, you need to have some prudence in terms of the situations that can occur, whether they're short-term or, say, a long-term economic collapse. scenario. And so, you know, people say, well, you know, let's just go off the grid and do solar. Let's do wind. We don't really need noisy gasoline generators or noisy diesel generators. But thinking even beyond that, when you think about a bug out location, for example, you're thinking about tools you'll need to cultivate your garden, to chop wood, to do all these things. And most people think, well, you know, we'll just go back to the old-fashioned way and use an axe. But it's not so simple for people who have lived suburban lives and are not used to that kind of work. So, you know, what I tell people is, you know, you really ought to have some power tools on site where you are for the early going. If you have to, I mean, imagine trying to hand till an acre for a vegetable garden. Not an easy thing, okay? Or chopping wood or chopping cordwood for a wood stove.
It's not so much the stopping of it, it's sawing it so you have it into rounds. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Can you imagine the labor? I'm no young guy, right?
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, is Ralph Lewis, and you go right ahead. You were just talking about why people should be at least prepared or thinking about having the availability of having a certainty of electricity, perhaps having generators of some sort to get them through, and certainly it would be nice, of course, to be able to have a chainsaw or a rotary tiller and the various things that we would need for certainly trying to survive without
We have a grid failure of some sort like that. I mean, it's going to be really difficult to pump gas, but it's not possible. So the idea is to have a good 5 gallon pail on hand, reserve food supplies, be able to operate, and tools like that. And of course, there will be times when you need to have transportation, say emergency situation, you might need to have
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients for the Mighty 90 needed for good health.
Most people get it wrong.
With all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So now you know, but with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Longevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Stations on board. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Ralph is simply saying that, basically their product, PRI, which they produce, really for industry and for certain utilities, basically, of course, is much more powerful than the other preservatives you'll be able to buy at the local hardware store. And he was telling the story about certainly one of the major utilities that had well over a million gallons of diesel fuel, and suddenly they were wondering what to do with it. It had been sitting there for a number of years, and it got checked with many of the people who deal with this sort of thing who said, oh, well, all we can do is just charge you to haul it away, and then we'll sell you a new product. And Ralph went down, talked to the people of this utility. We're talking about a million gallons of diesel fuel. And so what happened when you talked to them?
Well, they didn't believe me at first because they talked to so-called experts in this field. And I came from a chemical background. I was with Shell Oil for many years and then helped start this company back in the early 80s. They still didn't believe it, so I said, no worries. You have an independent lab around here that can do testing on this fuel. There are such tests called stability tests. I said, I'll just send you down a sample. You have it tested by your local independent lab. So they agreed. And much to their utter surprise, it actually took the fuel on a scale of 1 to 20. The fuel was at a 17. And they needed to meet a spec of 3 on this thing, and it took it back down to 3, usable. Well, they almost didn't believe it, so they reran the test twice. It brought it back to 3 each time, and then they took it into their own lab and ran it again. And that convinced them to go out and treat this fuel, which was about 1.8 million gallons. And think of the cost it would have been to pay to have that fuel taken away and then to replace it. So we treated this fuel, and it was just fine to use. They were back online. And we do this for ships, by the way. We see this all the time on heavy fuel for ships, so that fuel's bad. And we'll go in there and research the tanks and use the chemistry and bring it back into quite a usable condition. So it can be done, and I've got any number of stories where people have done this with gasoline, where they've taken I had one guy out in San Diego. It was he ran a kind of a sea tow type operation, and he salvaged a lot of boats that had been sunk underwater and still had the fuel on the boat. So it would use filters, dewater the fuel, and then he'd store it in 55-gallon drums on his property. And, of course, it would sit out there in the hot sun and bake and get all it would deteriorate quite badly. Then he heard about us, and he started treating his fuel, and he was starting to use it in his own boat. You know, so it's commonly done. We have a lot of people, for example, that collect cars. We have one company that actually runs a storage facility for the cars of our servicemen overseas, and they warehouse these cars. And oftentimes these guys are doing 2 and 3 tours of duty, and the cars are in storage for 2 or 3 years, and they treat the tanks with fried G. When they come home, cars start right up, and away they go. So, you know, when you're dealing in heavy industry, public utilities, even nuclear power plants, we have quite a number of nuclear power plants that operate emergency standby generators. That's very critical. You saw what happened with Fukushima. You know, that whole plant melted down because when the tsunami hit, it wiped out their diesel generators. So that's a critical thing. And we had an incident here in California about a year or so ago. One of our plants here had radioactive leaks, and they had to shut in the plant. And there's about 8.5 million people that live within a 50-mile radius of this plant. So now if those generators had failed or not kicked on, I mean, it would have put the whole region at risk. But they've been using Pri-D and those storage tanks for the better part of about 12 years. So a lot of people just don't think about this. It's one, you know, when you prep and you think of all the things you need, whether they be, you know, water filters and food and tools and everything, it's one of the items that people rarely think about. And it's really a critical link. So, you know, my job really is to get the message out there to as many people as I can. I mean, I own generators and I own power equipment, and we have a generator that got us through the Hurricane Ike in Houston at our office there. And our lights were on at our house when some of my employees didn't get power restored for 3 or 4 weeks. And our office was up and running almost the next day. So I can't stress the importance of really safeguarding fuel supplies and storing them right, you know.
Well, basically, the product is called PRI, and that's actually, you can get it for gasoline or you can get it for diesel. And because we believe that people should be prepared, they should have supplies on hand, but they may very well want to be able to rejuvenate some older gas or diesel. Why, suddenly we are carrying the product called PRI, and you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You have one product for gas, you have one product for diesel, and it's not only for preservation, but to rejuvenate after it's been sitting for a good long while. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. If you have a question for Ralph, because he is certainly one of the principals of the company, he knows what's going on. Certainly he is a prepper himself, understands that there are some very real problems out there, and people should start making preparations. We don't know what is going to happen. We do know that there's no way that our government can ever pay off the massive debts that they have. And the best thing to do would be to have a major crisis, a war, a conflict, perhaps an EMP attack, doesn't matter. Something, and of course, then they can blame somebody else for the problems that they have created. Our real national debt is well over, close to $100 trillion, at least $85 trillion, and basically there's no way in the world that can be paid off. And so we have to have a crisis, and I certainly, it would not be at all above the people that are certainly running the things in our country to create a crisis. And basically you and I are going to have to figure out how we're going to survive. And that's why you start making your plans today. And one of the things I think everybody should have is a supply of these things on hand. We have them, and I decided to carry them so other people would have them. Well, Ralph, are people certainly thinking along this line? I know you certainly mentioned believe that at least there's a very real possibility there's going to be a problem. Does there seem to be a real interest in having a supply of these things on hand to be able to rejuvenate or certainly to be able to preserve gasoline and diesel fuel?
Well, absolutely. We're seeing it growing quite a lot. In fact, our sales on our models last year went from about 35-40%, and it's even going up faster this year. And that's actually kind of represents a small part of our business, but it's becoming a much larger part of our business as these sales increase. I think now, people can't ignore the average Joe. Now, I've been a prepper for a lot of years, and I will just say this. One of the things in running a company I have to do, and we're an international company. We sell to international shipping companies, so I do a lot of overseas travel to Europe and the Far East and different places. I was just down in the Caribbean and South America the last few weeks. And I keep a real close eye on what's going on economically. I really read an awful lot on it. I'm quite familiar with the whole history of the Fed and this whole money printing scheme that's going on. You know, the Fed is really backed into a corner without getting a lot of – they're in a bad situation. There's really no way out for those guys. And sooner or later, as you mentioned, with the debt, the real debt being around $100 trillion, and when you count in the number of derivatives out there, you're talking about a quadrillion amount of derivatives. And that's a string that once pulled would kind of unloosen things pretty quickly. So it could happen next week. It could happen in 4 years. Who knows? But, you know, I have a family and I have friends, and I really encourage everybody within earshot to really take some precautions and protect their families, do the things they need to do. Because I really believe that, you know, my hope, I guess, and my faith is that once the smoke settles and we get through all this, it could be, who knows, it could be a decade. But I do believe, you know, the fire of liberty and our God-given constitutional rights burn in so many of us. And I think we could come back and be the country we once were once all this is done. I don't think they're going to get us. They're going to sure try. But I just think there's enough of us out there to not let that happen.
Well, we're going to be very interesting. We're involved in a great spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and there are enough people who care about freedom. Well, we'll see. We've got Joe calling from New Jersey, and let's go to Joe. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You're out there in the listening audience. You have a question for Ralph, but he understands this. He understands the chemistry of it. And of course, certainly in the major shipping industry, they're always concerned about the diesel fuel working well, keeping their ships going. Joe, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. I have been able to store, I purchased 3 55-gallon drums, metal drums, and I put in each drum 40 gallons of gasoline, low test, and I put this stuff called Stable in there, which I understand it's supposed to keep the fuel, preserve it for at least a year. And I'm wondering, is there any product that could probably keep the fuel stable for more than a year?
Well, yes. I'm glad you brought this up. Now, stable is a good product. It's a good consumer product, been around a long time. I know the formula, actually, of that product. And the difference between that product and our product is simply this, is that the amount of active ingredients they use in that product, it's rather small, actually, in terms of parts per million. And a lot of that product is more or less what we call filler solvent, and then it carries a small amount of active ingredients. And that product was really designed to be more or less a seasonal storage-type product. In the realm of an industry, you know, we have guys that are storing fuel for 5 and 10 years. So we wanted to make sure that no matter what, you know, they'd have some good fresh supply. So our products are that much stronger. I think stable goes in, I couldn't be held exactly to this, something like 50 parts per million in terms of its dose rate. We're about 250 parts per million, so we're that much stronger. And we're using a slightly different chemistry, too. So, yes, if the fuel is stored in a relatively cool place, because heat is the enemy of fuel, and you keep those drums topped off, only leaving maybe 3 or 4% headspace on there, you're going to be fine. And we've had some fuels in storage 10, 12 years, even though I do recommend they treat it every couple of years, 18 months to 2 years, just to retreat.
And the other thing is, Joe, you should not have 40 gallons. You should have pretty close to 50 gallons in there. You don't want that much headspace. It'll collect the water. Our telephone number is 1-888-240. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do what you said. Being free of diseases, real well. Home for Health.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Hold the thought there. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Penny calling from Oregon, and basically she's asking about kerosene, and basically kerosene doesn't go as bad as quickly as a diesel or gasoline, but kerosene will go bad, and this product will actually rejuvenate it. Now, you would use the one for the diesel fuel. That's the PRID, and basically if you're going to be storing it for a period of time, put it in, and then, of course, apparently... Suddenly Ralph was talking about a gentleman who had some kerosene that had gone bad, and he sent them a bottle of the PRI. They put it in, and the kerosene started burning normally, and they had normal response on the wick. So apparently this is has multiple advantages, but you would use the PRID for diesel with the kerosene. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Penny, did anything else you want to ask before we let you go?
No, I just didn't hear though his last answer about using it in my car every day or just for long-term storage.
No, actually, you can use it. In fact, it's interesting. On the ships, they use it really for two reasons. They use it, of course, in their diesel for emergency backup power and that sort of thing. But then they also use it for power increase because we've done testing studies. In fact, this is... Our PRI is the only chemistry ever tested and verified by MAN Diesel, who manufactures 76% of the world's engines, to actually boost peak firing pressure, which means better fuel efficiency. In fact, we confirmed that on PRID, the Southwest Research Institute, running the EPA heavy-duty diesel transient test cycle, very, very tough test. And it replicated the result there. We got about a 1% improvement in fuel efficiency. Now, interestingly enough, in an older vehicle, when we've done fleets and fleet studies, we'll get around 7 to 8%. Not that the chemical is getting 7 or 8% more out of the fuel. It gets about 1%. However, there's sufficient detergency in the chemistry when it goes into a tank that it starts cleaning up the fuel lines and making the ejectors cleaner, and it'll start restoring some of the efficiency of that engine. I've had automobiles.
Have you ever heard of a product called Power Plus? That's what I have been using.
I'm sorry?
Have you ever heard of a product called Power Plus?
I'm not familiar with that.
I've been using that for about 5 years, and it has worked quite well as to increasing my mileage and my combustion.
Well, there's some good products out there that are good detergents that will do that, you know, keep the fuel systems clean. And people are well advised to occasionally use these products to really keep their fuel systems up, because what eventually happens is the fuel systems will get gummy, you start carbonizing the injectors, and you want to keep that free to maintain optimum efficiency. We take it a little bit step farther by putting our thermal stability chemistry, which does give you an increase in peak firing pressure. And that just helps it along a little more.
Okay, Penny, well, you're going to have to decide what you're going to do. But anyway, God bless. And if you want to get it, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. It's called PRI, and you would want to get the PRID for the kerosene and the PRIG for your gasoline. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, fine. And that was Penny calling from Oregon, and basically we've got Bruce calling from Michigan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We've got a question for Ralph. We're talking about a product, and basically it helps to stabilize and to prolong the life of gas and diesel, or to regenerate it. And, of course, if you want to regenerate it, you have to use about twice as much, don't you, Ralph?
Well, it's advisable. We've done just basic doses for rejuvenation, but in real extreme cases, I would recommend a devil treat, that's for sure.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and let's go to Bruce calling from Michigan. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing? Hi.
Okay. Our local diesel truck station, it sells for diesel. It's not meant for cars to drive in and fill up. It has a little sign out there that says 100% pure gasoline. Does that degenerate slower and super rather than regular degenerate slower and gasohol degenerate slower, or do they all degenerate about the same degree? Also, does it depend on whether you're in colder weather or warmer weather? And another question.
One question at a time.
Dr. Sandy, you wouldn't mind repeating that because I couldn't hear the caller very well. So.
Oh.
Well, basically, he wanted to know if it made any there's some sort of an ad he'd seen said 100% gasoline, and he wondered what they're even talking about, you know, and suddenly the various types of gasoline, this would work better with one type of gas than another.
Oh, okay. Sure. Well, 100% gasoline, I'm assuming that what they're offering there is a gasoline that's not cut by ethanol. Because most of the gasoline sold today in major metropolitan areas is cut by ethanol, typically around 10%. And the problem with that is kind of twofold. You get less energy value out of the fuel. You'll get about a 2 to 4% reduction, really, in fuel efficiency. The EPA says about 2, but typically it's more than that.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. If you have a question or comment, give us a call.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Ralph Lewis, and we're talking about a product that he has on the board, and he's associated with the production of it. It's called PRI. And basically, it's a fuel stabilizer and rejuvenator. And you have to have one type for diesel. You have to have one type for gasoline. But certainly, I know a lot of people who are involved with advising people about certainly preparing for a catastrophe. And that number of the companies that we work with are actually carry the product. We thought we'd carry it as well. But basically, because we think it's a great idea, we want to make it available to our listeners. So if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Do you have web page you'd like to get out? Of course, we hope if people are going to get it, they'll get it from us. But do you have a web page where they could read more about this?
Sure. It's called www.priproducts.com. That's priproducts.com. There's a lot of information on there. And, there's actually some test data, some stability test data, some archive data that we've had on various fuels over the years, everything from Chinese diesel fuel to really, really bad cases where we've managed to bring it back. And, I run into this almost every week. There's somebody that's got some fuel and they can't start their engine. And so we advise them, and we do this for ships and all the way down to individual consumers, to everybody to us. They're all equal in our eyes in terms of our clients. It doesn't matter if they run 30 vessels at sea or if they have a small rototiller. They're equally important to us, and we want to pass the word along to them.
But of course, you're talking about these big ships that burn diesel, and they would burn thousands of gallons of diesel on a voyage. So,
well, yeah, it's we run now. What these ships burn typically is this: they burn a heavy fuel oil. We actually have a product for heavy fuel oil. It's very similar to the Pride D product. It's a heavier fuel, residual fuel. They cut it with diesel about 20-30%, and then the rest of it's this heavy stuff. Looks like oil, like old, looks like crude oil almost. And that stuff really burns dirty. So they use the product for two reasons, basically to stop the sludging of the system and also to burn cleaner. And we've actually gone through these tests with Man Diesel, who make these engines, and it's proven itself many times over there. But they also have low sulfur diesel fuel that they have to burn when they're in Europe. There's a law in Europe now, as of January 2010, to keep low sulfur fuel on board to burn when they're in port to make sort of a cleaner burn. And one thing about Pride D I should mention is that there's a standard for lubrication for all diesel engines. There's one in the United States, one in Europe, and it's for lubricity, to lubricate your fuel pump. In our research, we discovered that the newer kind of fuel pumps that are out there, the high-pressure fuel pumps, actually, the standard is inadequate for them. The old style, they're fine. But the newer style, the high-pressure systems, plunger barrel pumps, they get damaged very easily on these new fuels. And they're very slow to change these standards. So, and we see, oh my gosh, many, many cases of big fleet systems where they've had premature fuel pump damages burning a standard ultra-low sulfur diesel fuel. But the good news is Pride D also has in it a sufficient amount of lubricity chemistry to provide a sufficient buffer to give proper lubricity to these fuel pumps so they don't go bad. So it's a sort of a multifaceted product for combustion improvement, for long-term fuel storage, for long-term fuel rejuvenation. And the ships we have... we have fleets that operate big VLCCs. That's an acronym for very large crude carriers. These are 350,000-ton, 400,000-ton ships. We do cruise ships. We do bulk carriers, roll and roll off ships. We do quite a number of research vessels burning strictly diesel. Companies here in California where I am today, and overseas as well, that run research vessels to do oceanographic research. And these are ships that really depend on the Pride D to keep their engines free of carbon and to keep their fuel fresh and up and running.
And, of course, what you want to do is be able to keep your generators and certainly your hand tools and your other things that are gasoline-fueled, whether it be certainly a chainsaw. It would be vitally important to keep a chainsaw and then the other hand tools that you need, really for just making life more tolerable if there is a catastrophe. And, of course, this is something, if you're going to have storage, you want to be able to store the products and you want to be able to rejuvenate the products, and then you want to be able to ensure that you will have them if in that horrible possibility. We suddenly were lost our ability just to go down to the service station and get gasoline or get diesel. And believe me, most people would be totally lost if the wonderful utopian society we live in were suddenly to end, and that very abruptly. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment for Ralph, because he's on the front lines of this, and he travels all over the world for the company and deals with people in major companies and major, certainly, shipping lines. And everybody has a problem. Everybody's concerned about fuel. Now, basically, of course, what about the small people? You mentioned that you seem to be selling even more to the small consumers at this time, people making preparations for the possibility there could be a cataclysmic event?
Well, they borrow a number of industrial clients. So for example, in shipping, we have about 200 major shipping companies worldwide, but we literally sell tens of thousands of bottles every year of the small product. So obviously the ships take a lot more fuel, so they use a lot more product, but in terms of the units, we get far more smaller clients out there. And of course, we get calls every day and emails and inquiries. And, I can only say this. I understand that I've heard the various estimates, only about 3% of the American populace even have any sort of preparation. And that's kind of sad to me, because you see it every time there's a hurricane or something. It's, nobody gets ready for it. People have hurricane parties. And then disaster followed. I mean, it's just unbelievable to me that people don't prepare for these situations, whether it comes or not. After all, you have families to protect and loved ones and relatives. And, if the worst should happen as an economic collapse, that's my personal opinion. That's what I see as being the biggest threat today before anything would be that sort of situation. And then what? For example, wherever I am, if I'm back in my Texas place near my headquarters, or rather I'm out here in California, I have an automobile that's fully gassed up, ready to go. If something bad happens, I can get out of here and have enough fuel, and I have a little spare can of fuel in the SUV. So I know I'm going to make my destination where I'm going to go when things get kind of bad, and where I have all my major preps and everything. But, I see people, they never think to fill their tanks. They got a quarter of the gas in there. They're not storing any fuel for any reason. I mean, the country would be literally paralyzed in the event of a situation like that, where the bank's closed, you can't go to ATM, and there's a bank holiday. I mean, it's not that it's happened before. It happened in the 1930s. But the difference today in the United States, in those days, 98% of the American population lived on the farm. Well, that's not true anymore. Everybody's become a suburbanite or an urban person. These people don't have a clue. And so it actually is, surprising to me that people don't see this more than they should. But
well, they've had some of these television programs on preppers, and they usually seem to be such crazy people and just extremists and making all sorts of ridiculous statements. But I think it is prudent to be prepared for difficult times, because we know that certainly if you believe in the scriptures, we know difficult times are coming. But even more than that, everything would point out that the people certainly who run our country know there's going to be a problem. Certainly, we know they've set up a doomsday seed bank 810 miles from the North Pole. It's under constant guard. Why would they have spent millions of dollars selling, actually storing heritage seeds? Certainly, why is about in it was in February of last year, they actually spent $1 billion on dehydrated food. That was the one of the Homeland Security groups. And then, of course, recently, why they've stored it, they're buying up a lot of rifles. Everybody thinks, they're getting all those billions of rounds of ammunition, 1.6 billions of rounds of ammunition for certainly the people. And basically, of course, nobody ever mentions what they want to do is be able to defend themselves.
Dr. Stan, the facts, what you just said, is all true. The facts are there. There's nobody's hiding it. It's there. You get the FEMA camp situation. That's all pretty exposed now. And, the huge purchase of ammunition by Homeland Security, not to mention, by the way, those rifles they're purchasing are AR-15s. like you're really going to use that in your populace, right? So they're obviously preparing for something. So do I want to sit here exposed and ready to be sent off someplace? No, I don't think so. You know, I'm going to do the best I can to look after my family should that happen. But you're right. You're absolutely right. And that's a very interesting story in and of itself, that seed bank up there. Okay. I think it's up in Greenland or Iceland or somewhere up in the Arctic. I read a whole story about that place. And that's probably a good reason why people ought to be looking at buying some good nine hybrid seeds themselves. You know, I've got my supply. But the fuel side is, now you got to grow the garden. Then what do? Okay, you're going to hand till it? Are you going to go out there and being a typical office guy, 9 to 5? You know, if you don't have any farming experience, I was fortunate. My father was a farmer, so I'm kind of used to some of that work. But I can't imagine a suburbanite sitting here in California or anywhere for that matter, going up and trying to set up enough land on, say, an acre of land, which is what you basically need to feed a family of four for a year, and tilling it and doing all the work by hand. You know, he dropped dead of a heart attack out there trying to do that. So power tools, I think power tools are very sensible. And quite frankly, I think you ought to have redundancy in all your tools. Because if you don't have a blacksmith around to fix things or a Home Depot to run to, you better have a spare part or two on this sort of stuff.
I think you're absolutely right. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But certainly our good friend Joel Skousen has written extensively about sites where the people who run things have actually underground facilities for themselves. Certainly Alex Jones has talked about that. Jesse Ventura has talked about it. Our friend, a regular guest here on our program, Bob Fletcher, is doing an extensive study on this, where these sites are. Why are they making the preparations unless they know something is going to happen? And these are well-stocked, certainly, facilities, but only for the elite. He suggests there are probably about 100 of them here across America. We know where some of them are, and we know the Chinese and certainly the Russians are making similar plans. Why do the leaders of countries throughout the world making plans, and then they sort of have this attitude of belittling and ridiculing the citizens who are concerned, and yet we know that they are making plans themselves? Well, if you have a question, otherwise we're going to have to let Ralph go, but basically if you have a question for Ralph, who actually works for the people who create the PRI product, and the PRI product will allow you to actually preserve certainly your the diesel fuel, your gasoline, for good long periods of time. And be able to, of course, the most important thing, and the most intriguing to me, is you can regenerate old fuel that you may have had around. And supposedly, you know, even if it's been sitting around for 10 years or more, and you put this into it, it will actually get it to the point where it'll begin to be functional again. So if you have any questions or comments on this subject, I think it's something we all should think about. Certainly, the people who control the media have tried to make people who talk about and prepare for difficult times to appear to be some sort of radicals. But I don't think that's the case at all. I think that it is very prudent to prepare for the difficult times. And let's go to Joe, who's calling again from New Jersey. Hi, Joe. Do you have another question or comment?
Yeah, I think this might be important to air throughout your radio land. Since I did store this gasoline, what I did was I vented the fumes up through, I think it was like 1.5 inch PVC pipe. And what I did was I learned this from messing around with hydrogen, that I put like steel wool inside those PVC vented pipes as acting as a spark arrestor. Is that correct?
I don't know anything about that, Joe. I'm not in a position to comment.
No, I'm your guest. What do you know?
Well, that's very interesting. I've heard something like that before. Now, I don't know. I don't have the expertise on that in particular. One thing I do see people do is I typically recommend storing in 5-gallon pails only because the portability is a lot easier, you know, metal pails. Or really the most good, there's some good plastic ones out there if they meet the top federal standard, too. But I like the 5-gallon pails. But in the drums, the other thing, too, it would probably be useful to ground them. In other words, you get a copper wire, you clip it to the top, and you ground it, you know, just to make sure. The other thing about gasoline is people make the mistake of filling cans on the back of a pickup truck, which is a bad idea. You can literally get static electricity, and you should never do that. You should actually put the can on the ground and fill it there. You know, there's a lot of information on the internet about that too, with regards to safe handling of these fuels. So
the reason I mentioned I put steel wool in there, see, I was fooling around with a hydrogen generator for my car to run on, and some of the research I did mentioned that if, in fact, when you're running on hydrogen, if you should get a backflash from your carburetor that would travel directly to where your hydrogen is stored. So what they suggested was to put steel wool in there, and that would just sort of like burn out right in that particular area.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, anyway. There's probably somebody out there that's done some research on that. You have to kind of check out the internet on that. But you know, at first glance, it looks like a pretty reasonable solution.
Okay, Joe.
Yeah,
we're doing it.
Have one-way valve.
Okay, I just appreciate you mentioning it. Don't know anything at all about it. Maybe somebody else in the audience has researched that for us.
Well, they're all what are called one-way valves, which also prevent that, too. Okay.
Okay, fine. Well, that was Joe from New Jersey. Ralph, we're just about out of time. Do you have a parting thought for our listeners before we let you go?
Well, I do believe this. It's to take prudent steps with regards to your fuel supply is really mandatory. Whether you use our industrial-type product or even a consumer product, do something. Because there's nothing worse than where you're in a situation where you need the car to start, your generator to start, your boat engine to start, and it won't start. And I've seen any number of cases of life-threatening situations over the years. People at sea in a small boat, a mile or two offshore, old gas leak, engine wouldn't start, and the storm's coming up. There's, you know, why take that sort of risk? You know, I certainly wouldn't do it. And there is a solution. That's why we decided years and years ago to take an industrial-strength product that we sell. Oh, by the way, this one last thing. We get a lot of orders from a lot of people that operate emergency standby generators. I'm talking not just hospitals, but all sorts of emergency service providers and private individuals. Some storing as much as 20, 30,000 gallons of fuel. And there's a lot of entities out there and institutions that are doing the same thing. And we do see an uptick in this the last 2-3 years. So that does tell me that there's something in the air there that I meet people all the time. And one last comment, who do this, by the way, one last comment, you make a very good point, you know, that I guess National Geographic has run that series of Prepper. And I really think mainstream media has tried to ridicule preppers on purpose to try to discredit.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do what we sell. Being free of diseases, real well. Home for Health.
There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope, of course, if you're interested in learning more about the product, or if you're getting it, it's called PRIG or PRID, and it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, certainly, we hope that you're making your thing along this line. Remember, if there is a major cataclysmic event, you would need food, you'd need water, and one very good way to be able to have water that's potable would be to have your Berkey, either the big Berkey or the Berkey Light. And they are available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 to the Berkey products, and certainly whether it be the shower filters or the Big Berkey or the Berkey Light, why we do have them and have them in stock today. And then, of course, we do hope maybe you'll get, lay in a supply of medical supplies. We're not talking about antibiotics, but we're talking about the things that you need to maintain certainly your health. And most people that need vitamin D, certainly most people are deficient in vitamin D and selenium. They're deficient in magnesium. There are a whole flock of things that you need. You need certainly the omega-3 oils, and we sell both omega-3 oils or krill oil, which is an excellent source of omega-3. If you'd like to get a list of the various health products we take, many of which Barbara and I take ourselves, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Just certainly get a list of all the various health products we think are important that people have on hand. So begin thinking today about what you would do if there were to be a cataclysmic event. If you don't know what an EMP attack is, and let me tell you that I know a number of people in Washington, D.C. who are very concerned about it. Congress has voted, I think it was in 2010, passed a resolution unanimously, every Democrat, every Republican voted to actually begin making preparations to protect America from the danger of an EMP attack or from a solar flare. And the effort was blocked. And in the 111th Congress, the same thing happened, only this time they couldn't get it out of committee. And the question is, why would anybody want to block efforts to protect the American people from a cataclysmic event that could destroy the infrastructure of our society? We know the Russians are prepared. We know the Chinese are prepared. What's really so interesting is that certainly a member of the Council on Foreign Relations wrote an article on the danger of an EMP attack. And basically, it was published by the Wall Street Journal, I believe, the 20th or 21st of May. But what he did, he mentioned, of course, that both Israel and England were prepared for an attack, and that isn't true at all. The countries, only countries that are prepared are Russia and China. So why would a former director of the Central Intelligence Agency, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, write an article published by the Wall Street Journal on the 21st or 22nd of, pardon me, the 20th or 21st of May, giving faulty information on the danger of an EMP attack? Well, I don't know, but I do know that people are not getting the correct information on what's going on. And this is certainly a very real threat. I do know people in Washington, D.C., who are dedicating their lives to trying to get the information out. And there's an organized effort to conceal the information or to ridicule people who are trying to point out the danger of an EMP attack. If you'd like to get the 4-CD set or the DVD we have on the threat of an EMP attack, or give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you'd like, just ask for the articles by the Heritage Foundation. We have several excellent articles. We'll be glad to send those along to you if you ask for them. Again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and you don't understand the spiritual implications of what's going on, give us a call. You need to get my book. So much you need to get if you'd like to get the list of the praise. Health products you should have on hand with the Berkey water filters. And then please pray for Radio Liberty, my ministry, for our provision and our protection. Coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our friend Lindsay Williams. Hi, Lindsay. How are we doing?
Dr. Stan, I love the way you put that when you first introduced yourself to say. You said the story behind the story, and tonight, what the listeners of Radio Liberty are going to hear is truly the story behind the story, as my elite friend told me just a few days ago, and you will recognize it whenever I give the story.
All right, fine. Well, you go right ahead.
Well, there was something that happened. Now, first of all, let me say, before I go any further, please, everyone in the audience tonight, please get a pencil right now. You must have a pencil and paper. I'm going to give some details. You will want to go back on the internet and look this up for yourself. And when you put the pieces together, you are going to be utterly dumbfounded because you'll see the picture. Maybe you heard it on the liberal media. You might have heard part of this in other places, but you are literally going to see the picture when you put it together. Now, I always have new friends out there in your audience, Dr. Stan. And just so that people will know, for 3 years, I had the privilege of being invited to be the chaplain to the elite of the world. This was about 37 years ago. I made close friends with some of those people back in those days and still keep in touch with them even today. One of them died back about a year and a half ago. His name was Mr. Ken Fromm. And many of you know that he was of the inside and knew everything that went on. But still, I am given information by one other individual and another, Dr. Stan, recently. And that is what I'd like to relate tonight. It goes to, please now, since you have those pencils handy, Wednesday afternoon, June the 19th. That's right. You remember it. It started something. Mr. Bernanke, chairman of the Federal Reserve, hinted. That's right. That's all he did. He came out about the time the markets were to close that afternoon, and he merely made a hint. He did not make a statement. and he hinted that there was a possibility that the Federal Reserve might possibly, didn't even say they were going to do it, but he said they might possibly ease up on the monetizing of some of this to the tune of $85 billion per month. And he said they just might begin doing that. That's all it took. And that night, Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the markets literally went into trauma. Yes, it was amazing what happened just with a mere hint that this man had made. Now, you know what happened to the stock market that week. Remember back a ways. It had dropped approximately 1,000 points in 1 week's time. Now, every bit of this, in a moment, when you hear what my elite friend told me, you are going to be amazed. Now,
no, basically, Lindsay, was this the elite friend that I know, or is this the other gentleman that he put you in touch with? Because I had certainly knew the gentleman who worked with you on the Alaska Pipeline. I've talked to him. But was this that gentleman, or was this the other gentleman that he put you in touch with who'd been involved with the banking industry?
Yes, the one that he had put me in touch with, right, with the banking industry.
And so he had contacted you, or did you contact him about Sydney?
He contacted me.
Okay, fine. Well, then let's. What did he say?
Well, this was Thursday morning. Now, I had not heard from him for weeks. I didn't know whether he was on vacation, or what had happened, where he was. But on Thursday morning, I received two emails in one morning. Now, that's unusual. I don't do that from the gentleman you know very often, and neither from the gentleman.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. All right, Lindsay, go right ahead.
And on Thursday morning, when I received two emails from this individual, I immediately was, the only way I know to put it was I was horrified because I knew something was going on that week. Immediately, I picked up the telephone and I called him on the phone. And I said, I need an explanation of what you have just sent me. He did. And the explanation he gave was, you haven't heard it in the liberal media. In fact, I haven't even seen a single financial newsletter yet that is written about this, but you'll see it very rapidly. Now, let me read you a portion of the first email he sent me. He said the 7-day repo rate, the benchmark rate for the funding cost between banks, surged. Now, many of you in the financial world especially, you'll pick up on this immediately. When Mr. Bernanke made that statement that afternoon, Wednesday afternoon, the 19th. That night, Wednesday night, that rate surged. Now, let me try to explain that rate. Banks, every night while you're sleeping, banks are doing business among themselves. They're doing business to the tune of billions and billions of dollars while you're sound asleep and don't even know they're doing it. There is a rate between banks called the 7-day repo rate or the benchmark rate for funding costs between banks, and that amount has remained at a steady 3.3% for months and months and months. As long as I can remember, it's been there. All of a sudden, that rate, okay, let's just put it this way. Here's Bank of America. Let's say that they know they're going to have a customer tomorrow that needs a lot amount of money. In fact, let's just say they need $1 billion on that next day. So they contact some bank in Europe or maybe Wells Fargo or Chase, and they say, we'd like to borrow from you for the next 24 hours, short term, $1 billion. And they say, sure. I mean, this goes on every night. There's nothing unusual. And they say, okay, 3.3%. We know that's what it is. And so they borrow it. And, of course, the customer has to pay that 3.3% for the use of it all. They figure it all in. And that night, on Wednesday night, when Mr. Bernanke made that statement, that amount surged from 3.3% to 8.26% by Thursday morning. Then Thursday afternoon and Thursday night, it surged again from that 3.3% to 12.33%. And the average person didn't have the slightest idea that for all practical purposes, banks quit doing business with each other. As of Thursday night, by Friday morning.
Hold that thought, but Lindsay, we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Lindsay was simply saying he got this email from this fellow who had been a banker at Sydney, providing information. But Lindsay got an email on Thursday morning pointing out that Sydney, after Ben Bernanke made his statement about certainly how they might actually have to begin curtailing the $85 billion a month that they're creating out of nothing and pouring into the monetary system to try to keep everything afloat. That evening, why the repo rate, which is the rate that, of course, banks borrow money from other banks, ordinarily is 3.3%, initially went up to suddenly of 5 or 6%, and then went up to 12% the following day. Suddenly you're talking about banks certainly not being able to borrow money from other banks, a massive increase. I'm sorry, it went up initially to 8%, and then it went up to 12% or over 12%. Pick up the story there, Lindsay. And basically what this was saying was the banks suddenly were not lending money, or if they were lending money, it was at a very high rate because all the banks were concerned that if they lent their money out, they might not get it back. And the banks were concerned that the whole house of cards is coming down. Go right ahead.
The banks literally ceased to do business with each other. And for all practical purposes, liquidity was frozen. Doesn't mean the bank was frozen. But liquidity was frozen all day long Thursday and Thursday night and up until Friday morning. And so I immediately picked up the telephone. I called my insider friend and I said, please explain to me what in the world is going on. You ready? This is what was so startling. Mr. Bernanke did not make a slip of the tongue on Wednesday afternoon. Did you catch this? This was not an accident. This was planned. This had been planned for weeks and weeks. This was a test. And they were sitting back in their offices watching every market for the next 3 days' time to see what those markets would do. Now, I would never have known this had it not been for this individual that I made a phone call to. There's no other way in this world I could have ever found it out. In fact, I haven't seen a single financial newsletter yet that's written on this. Mr. Bernanke made a statement. He had been told what to say. And immediately what began to happen was interest rates began to rise. Now, Mr. Bernanke did not say on Wednesday afternoon that interest rates were going to rise. He didn't even hint about interest rates. But that's what they were watching. This is better known as a test run, is the way it was explained to me. Let me try to explain a test run. Let's say Boeing aircraft comes out with a new model of airplane. As soon as the first prototype comes off of the assembly line, they don't fill it with passengers and begin flying it around the world. Not on your life. First of all, they put a test pilot in the airplane, and they fly it, and they fly it, and they get out the bad points, and they fly it again. And then finally, they'll sell that model airplane to the airlines, and they'll begin to fly passengers in it. Now, the elite. This, you heard me correctly, the elite, the super powerful people of the world today who do control the world, and let me assure you, there is such a group that controls the world and your lifestyle, and these people intentionally told Mr. Bernanke what to say because they wanted to do a test run to see how they could bring down the derivative market when they get ready to do it. Did you catch my wording there? I hope you caught it carefully. Because the first thing my insider friend said to me on Thursday morning, or Thursday, was, he said, Chaplain, do you know the connection between interest rates and the derivative market? Now, let me pause long enough to say, and Dr. Stan, I said this on your program back over 2 years ago, that I had had a lengthy conversation with my elite friend, whom I'd been put in touch with this insider, who is a Wall Street insider of the past, who is no longer there, but knows everything that goes on. And they had told me that when the New World Order, when the elite of the world get ready to bring down all of the currencies of the world at one time, not just the American dollar, or not just the euro, all currencies of the world at one time, that they will use a collapse of the derivative market in order to do it. Now, the derivative market is estimated to be at approximately 2 quadrillion if you can even comprehend such. It is a glorified Las Vegas gambling casino for the super wealthy and the wealthy nations of the world. This was a test case to see how they could collapse the derivative market when they get ready to do it. Now, neither one of these emails that I had been sent had anything to say about derivatives. But the first question he asked me on the phone was, he said, "Chaplain, do you know the connection between interest rates and the derivative market?" And I said, "No." He said, "The derivative market is totally dependent upon a steady interest rate." And he said, "Anytime it fluctuates, it throws the derivative market into tremors."
Well, I think it's important that our listeners understand that derivatives are insurance policies that are written where the banks will guarantee an interest rate. They'll guarantee all sorts of things, so loans. They'll guarantee all sorts of things, but it's a gamble. Basically, it's based upon stability and the fact that if the interest rates were to go up, why, of course, then the banks would have to pay the people that they'd insured for all intents and purposes. The only difficulty is the difference between a derivative and a regular insurance policy is that there are no funds behind the insurance policy. In other words, the bank would have to use its own funds or would have to use the money you have deposited in the bank to meet their obligation. Because this is exactly what happened over in Cyprus recently when they had their financial fiasco. And this is the fear that suddenly the bank started to go down, they would simply seize all the money that they have on deposit there and use that to pay off their obligations. And it would simply then wipe out the life savings of anybody with money in the bank. But go right ahead, Lindsay.
Do you realize, from what I've said already, and I've got a lot more to give, but do you realize that on Wednesday night, while you were sleeping, you were used as a guinea pig? That's right. You were actually used as a test to see what would happen. The financial markets of the world went into trauma. On Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday. But then when I got on the telephone, I was on the phone numbers of times over the weekend with my insider friend, Dr. Sand, because when this happened on Thursday morning, and then I learned what was going on, I kept in touch with him again on Friday and Saturday. And then my phone started ringing off the hook. And people will say, "Chaplain, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? This is affecting the derivative market. This is affecting the interbank funding rate. Oh, my goodness, it's gone up to 12.33. By Monday morning, we're going to have a collapse. The banks are going to close by Monday morning." And I said, "No, they aren't." Because, you see, I had talked with him later in the day on Friday, and he said, "Chaplain, this is a test." He said, "Mr. Bernanke did this intentionally." And he said, "This, we're sitting back watching to see the results of this so that we will know what can be done in order when we get ready to do it to bring it all together." And I said, "Well, now, wait a minute. I mean, then you mean then that you're going to smooth all this over by Monday morning?" "Yes, positively. You have nothing to be concerned about." So these people that were calling me on the phone, and some of them were really upset. I mean, they were losing sleep over this by Friday night. And they said, "Chaplain, is this going to happen? Go and ask your friend." I said, "I've already asked him." I said, "I was concerned enough to ask before you ever got to me." I said, "Everything is going to be fine by Monday morning. There are not going to be any bank closures. Don't go and pull your money out of the bank. Your bank will still be open Monday morning." I said, "This is merely a test to find out what the markets will do." Now, you noticed, I'm quite sure, that by Monday morning, that is after the Thursday and Friday, the 20th and the 21st and the 22nd of Sunday, by Monday morning, the New York stock market was going up by about 100 points. Everything was smoothed over. All the banks, they did not intend to let it happen yet. You see, folks, please. The elite do not want a financial collapse yet. I'm going to stick my neck way out because after the numerous conversations I had over that weekend, I've come to realize you don't have anything to worry about with the financial markets collapsing this summer. June, July, August, probably up into September, you have nothing whatsoever to be concerned about. Whatever you're going to do in the financial markets, you can do it safely. Now, the bond market is in big trouble. You know that. But you can do what you want to safely because there's not going to be a collapse over the next at least 3 months. This was merely a test that was run on the 19th of June for the purpose of finding out what would happen. And by Monday morning, everything was fine. Now, Dr. Stan, you and I have talked about, and I've even mentioned here on your program, it's in your archives, people have asked me the question numerous times, do the elite of the world control China and Japan and Russia as much as they do the United States of America? And I have said positively they have just as much control over the euro and China and Russia and Japan as they do the United States of America. And it was proven. Please go back on the internet and prove this for yourself. On that day, this was on Thursday, June the 20th, 2013, during the time that this test was being made, China had a major liquidity problem. Go back now, please. I won't give you the name of the bank right now. One of the largest banks in China, called the ICBC Bank, announced on Thursday afternoon, June the 20th, that it had run out of liquidity. Now, let me try to explain liquidity. That does not mean that they went bankrupt. It meant that they ran out of money to do business with. Well, doesn't it stand to reason that they did? Because Wednesday and Thursday, the bank repo rate went up from 3.3% to 12.33%. They could not afford to borrow money from other banks whenever they needed it, and they ran out of running money, a slush fund, whatever you want to call it.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment. Lindsay, go right ahead.
The ICBC Bank in China, please, people, understand. Whenever the elite get ready to bring the financial collapse, and it is going to happen, and I've got an approximate time. I am not going to say a date. I will not, don't you dare, after this program, say I've given any dates. But I'm going to give you some hints that have been given to me over the course of that weekend. Whenever the elite get ready to bring down, to collapse, and they're going to collapse the currencies of the world, it will not only be just Canada or America or the euro or Japan. It will also be China and Russia. Every single one of them are going to go at the same time because they will do it with the derivative market. Now, I need you to write down the following. That same week of June 19, 20, 21, 22, when this test was being made, had been planned in advance behind closed doors, and my insider friend told me exactly what had been done. He knew exactly what was going on. He wasn't upset one bit, and I want you to see what happened that week. I want you to write each one of these down, and please go back and prove these for yourself. Don't just take my word for it. That week, Congress did something. Now, please keep in mind, the elite control Congress. Oh, yes. I have had, the friend that you know of mine, Dr. Stan, I have actually had him to laugh at congressmen. I've heard him say, we have no respect for them whatsoever. I wish you could see some of the emails that I've put into my archives, and I'm storing them back away, that have come from the gentleman you talked with on the phone that day, Dr. Stan, when he was still at Prudhoe Bay. And he said, Chaplain, we have no respect for them all. He said, every one of them can be paid off. He said, we get anything we want. And they did. That week of June 19, 20, 21, 22, they had Congress to pass certain bills. Now, let me point them out to you, and then you go back and prove them. All of this was a part of the test. That week, Congress passed the farm bill. Now, folks, you won't see this until January the 1st. I want you to notice the time frame that all this is working on. It's working toward an approximate. Now, please, don't say I set a date of January the 1st, 2014. They are working toward an approximate time frame and getting a lot of things ready for what they want to do so that they can collapse the currencies of the world when they want to. One of the things that Congress did was pass the farm bill. Do you realize that every dairy product in your house will double in price as of January the 1st, 2014, because of the farm bill that Congress passed that same week that the elite made that test run. That was the second thing that was passed that week in Congress. Again, the elite wrote the bill. The congressman never even read it. There was a bill called the Mortgage Debt Release Act. Oh, please go back and look this up on the internet and find out what it is, because it's going to affect you drastically. Again, Mortgage Debt Release Act was passed by Congress that week, and it was intentionally passed with a time frame for its beginning as of January the 1st, 2014. People, are you catching these dates? They are so important. As of January the 1st, 2014, there will be no more short sales. Do you realize that nearly every house today, every piece of real estate now that is transferred is done by way of short sale, the majority of them? According to this act, that it will not be possible for short sales.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Lindsay is saying that he was told that certainly the people who run the world have no Congress, no confidence in Congress, that he was told that they can bribe almost any congressman. And then, of course, it was pointed out that there's certainly, as of the 1st of January of next year, why, of course, a couple of pieces of legislation are going in. One's the farm bill, the other's a mortgage debt bill. And certainly these are going to dramatically change everything. That the price of farm goods, of dairy products, are going to go up dramatically. And what's going to happen as far as this mortgage debt relief program?
There will be no more short sales that will be possible. It will cost so much to make a short sale. There'll be so much tax involved in doing it until it will be to the disadvantage of any short sales after January the 1st, 2014. It is going to decimate. You heard me correctly. All real estate, I care not what it is. There is no possible way that you can short sale real estate anymore after January the 1st. It is going to be horrible for the real estate market. But this is all a part of what they want. They use the real estate markets to get us into the mess pretty much that we were in, beginning with QE 1, 2, and 3, and on down the line. The real estate market was a big part of this. As of January the 1st, there is another major issue with the real estate market that you're going to face. Here's what I did, Dr. Stan. After I received these two emails and I got some this information from my insider friend, I decided that I had to post this. I have posted, and you can print them out, no charge. This is a free website, my website, lindsaywilliams.net. I have posted both of these emails that were sent to me. I want you to personally go there, lindseywilliams.net, L-I-N-D-S-E-Y, Williams.net. Please, after the program, will you go there, print out these two emails, and digest them well. It won't cost you a penny. Again, I'll say it's a free website. I want you to have these that were sent to me. Now, I want to go a little further as to what they've done. That same week, some very important things happened. You remember that that was the week that the President of the United States of America, for all practical purposes, fired Mr. Bernanke. You say, wait a minute. The President didn't fire Mr. Bernanke. Well, listen. Listen to the wording. You'll remember that the President of the United States of America said that week, well, Mr. Bernanke feels that he probably has served out his tenure in the Federal Reserve to the very best that he could, and it's about time for him to step down. Do you remember that took place that very week? What was he doing? The President was basically saying, Mr. Bernanke, you're done for. You're through. It's all over with. We've had enough of you. And as of January the 1st, you realize we're going to have a change of Federal Reserve chairmen. Now, look what's happening toward January the 1st. Again, do you know, again, what's going to hit America as of January the 1st that we've never had in the history of our nation? You are going to be faced with the health care bill. Oh, my goodness. You think that your doctor and your hospital and your nurses and your medical professionals are going to be the same after January the 1st? Think again. That service will not be there for you now. I must go back. Dr. Stan, I said this to you privately back about nearly 3 to 4 years, 3.5 years ago. Mr. Fromm was still alive. He and I had been on the phone, and I related it to you personally, and then I told it on your program that he and I had been on the phone. He said, Chaplain, there's going to be a health care bill. And I said, yeah, that's right. I've heard that there is going to be something presented before Congress like that. And this was when Mr. Fromm was still alive. He said, Chaplain, this is not a health care bill. And I said, Ken, what are you talking about? He said, Lindsey, this is not a health care bill. He said, this is the final control mechanism of the people in the United States of America. He said, first was the Patriot Act. And he said, then came the health care bill. He said, every control factor that is needed has been put in place as of the time the health care bill takes effect. And folks, this is January the 1st of 2014, that for the first time you are going to face a health care bill that is not a health care bill. It is the final control factor of the elite, of the American people and our society. I was on the phone the other day with Dr. David Janda. May I please urge you to go on the YouTube, type in David Janda, J-A-N-D-A. He is such a prominent physician in the Midwest that he was actually asked to speak before Congress recently as to what he thinks about the health care bill. You must go and see what he said. He said to me on the phone just recently, I've been on his radio show a number of times, we've gotten to know each other fairly well, and he said, Chaplain, in my estimation, he said 40% of the healthcare professionals in America will have resigned or quit before January the 1st of 2014. And I said, David, why? He said, first of all, the doctors can't make a living anymore, not under the new healthcare bill. He said, the older ones are all retiring that can retire. He said, the younger ones aren't going into the
medical. Hold the thought.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair, as we raise our voices.
Lindsey, you go right ahead. You were just talking about your conversation with this doctor.
Yes, I was talking about my conversation with David Janda. I beg of you to go on YouTube and look at his approximately 10 to 15 minute YouTube presentation. Dr. David Janda, J-A-N-D-A, you need to know what you're going to be facing as of January the 1st of 2014. I was talking with, I'm going to give some names tonight. I think it's time to quit beating around the bush. I was talking with Glenn Parnum. He is a businessman of Scottsdale, Arizona, a very close friend of mine. And his wife had a stroke about a year ago. And I was talking with Glenn, and Glenn said, Chaplain, do you have the slightest idea what health care is going to cost after January the 1st, 2014? I said, I don't know. He said, well, I'll tell you, because he said, I've had to research it because of my wife. He said, the average person is going to be paying approximately $20,000 per family for health care, beginning the health care bill as of January the 1st, 2014. He said, Lindsey, because of my condition and my wife's condition, he said, we must carry maximum health care. Said, we have for years, and so glad that they did at the time she had her problem. But he said, we must maintain it. He said, Chaplain, it's going to cost me between $40,000 and $45,000 per year in order to maintain the maximum health care under the health care program of that's going to take effect as of January the 1st of 2014. Folks, do you realize what you're facing? One of them is a bronze. Another one is a silver. They've got different categories that families can go in for this. He said it's going to cost me $40,000 to $45,000 per year just for my wife and for me as of January the 1st, 2014. Folks, you are facing a situation that the average person has not the slightest idea. So many people are losing their job. They could be cut back to 30 hours per week maximum because Anybody that's hired for 30 hours a week or, and more, the employer has to pay the health care, and they can't afford to do it. Walmart
hold
can't
that thought.
It.
Hold the thought. We'll be right back here. Well, Dr. Stan, Lindsay's simply talking about the disaster that's going to come 1st of January next year when the new health care bill goes in, that basically it's going to cost the families, many of them, as much as $20,000 a year just for their health insurance. And suddenly he was talking about a friend of his whose wife has had a stroke. His health care bill is going to be $46,000 a year. We're not talking about something imaginary. Basically, this is something very real, and certainly what's happening, and of course, there's more and more of the big corporations are cutting back some of their employees to less than 30 hours a week. That way, they don't have to provide free health care. And everything the government is doing is simply going to drive up the cost so that if you're paying for your health care, why, of course, it'll be prohibitive. And then, of course, more and more people will be put on Medicaid and whatever other government programs, where, of course, the government will determine who lives and who dies. And I will tell you, basically, ladies and gentlemen, there is a genocidal agenda out there. There's a population control agenda, and there's going to be real restrictions on access to health care. And an awful lot of people are going to be allowed to die because they're too old, certainly, for treatment, because some bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. determines whether you will be able to get health care or not, especially if you're an older individual such as myself. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Well, Dr. Stan, you and I, who are fairly close to the same age, we are expendable. They don't need us around. Provisions aren't being made for you and me. Folks, you're going to have to do something for yourself. You must begin now. There are certain things you've got to have in your medicine cabinet. Now, I mentioned to you a moment ago David Janda. When you see a picture of him on YouTube, I want you to look at him. He's in the prime of his medical career. He has already given a date that he is closing his practice. Now, folks, this man is so prominent that he was asked to speak before Congress on the health care bill. He has already given a date for the closing of his practice. He has already sold his office building. A doctor in Oregon, who is one of the leading brain surgeons, I won't use his name out of respect, in Washington and Oregon area, he made a statement to Anita, a friend of mine. I'm giving names tonight, folks. I cannot beat around the bush any longer. It's too late for that. He said to Anita, who is a very close friend of ours the other day, said, Anita, if I am required to perform operations on people's brains based on the guidelines of the new health care bill, which takes place as of January the 1st of 2014, he said 50% of my patients will die on the operating table. He said, I can't follow those guidelines. He has already seen them. He knows what they are. 50% of his patients, he's operating on their brain, he said, would die on the operating table. But you have got to make preparations for the inevitable. You must get certain things in your medicine cabinet. You must know what the elite have told me. Now, that's right. I have done something that I've never done in the 37 years I've known these people. I have known some secrets, and I was afraid to tell many of them. I'll admit, you don't enjoy working around these people and talking with them on the telephone, as some of you might think that I do. But I don't necessarily, but they have saved my life. Yes, that's right. I was desperately ill, and they told me where to go. President Ronald Reagan, when he was president of the United States of America, was diagnosed with colon cancer. He brought into America a substance that was illegal to be sold in this country. He used it and never had a reoccurrence of his colon cancer. I have decided that I must tell the people what the elite have told me, where to go and what to use. And you don't have to go across the border in order to do many of the things that they know. Why is it that Mr. Henry Kissinger, at 90 years of age this year, was seen just the other day, a very close friend of mine. Now, I'm going to give names tonight. I can't beat around the bush any longer. I was on a show the other day with Kevin Gallagher. He's a radio talk show host up on the East Coast. And he said, Chaplain, I know where Mr. Hendrick his home is. He said, we oftentimes picket his home. And a number of people were standing out in front of the house picketing the other day, and Mr. Kissinger rode up in his automobile. He didn't know that they were there. It disturbed him tremendously. And he got out of his automobile. He's 90 years of age now. He got out of his automobile, ran across the front yard and up the steps of the front of his house, and had no trouble doing it whatsoever. Why is it that no president of the United States of America has ever died with cancer? They know where to go. They know what to do. Mr. Kissinger knows what to do. Why is it that Daddy Bush loves to skydive, and he's 89 years of age this year and has no problems whatsoever? What is it that is different about these people than what they allowed you to know? Well, I decided to tell you, and I did last week. In fact, 4 days ago, it came out for the first time. I didn't say much about it ahead of time. I just produced a new DVD series entitled Healing the Elite Way. Yes, I've never done this. This is completely different. You must know what to do. Healing the Elite Day, 4 days ago, it came out, and it is an hour and 46 minutes of the secrets that I have been told by the elite, sometimes where you can go if you're desperately ill, and other things you can do right there in your home. I beg of you, please get in your medicine cabinet certain substances before January the 1st of 2014, because you aren't going to have the medical services and care that you are accustomed to right now. Can you imagine with 40% of the healthcare professionals no longer there as of January the 1st? Can you imagine what it'll be like to go to the emergency room? You might sit there for 24 hours. I mean, this is the reality, people. And who is going to be able to afford $20,000 for insurance for their family? And if you don't, they'll fine you. And they might even put you in jail. Who knows what's going to happen? Not a single congressman, to my knowledge yet, has ever read the entire health care bill. They don't know what's hidden down in it yet, even though many things have already been revealed. Americans are going to be facing some circumstances. Now, I go back again. You remember, this was a test case. That's what it was. It was a test run. Mr. Bernanke intentionally made that statement on Wednesday night. The next morning, they watched it happen from 3.3% to 12.33%. They calmed all the markets down by Monday morning because they had made their test, and they knew exactly what it would take in order to break the derivative market. May I tell you, 1 week later, I'm so glad, Dr. Stan, you had me on today, because as of Friday of last week, 1 week after Mr. Bernanke's statement, I want to tell you how much the global derivative market lost in 1 week's time. Are you ready? Here we go.
Yeah, how much did they lose?
The global derivative market suffered a staggering $300 trillion in losses in a seven-day period because of Mr. Bernanke's statement on June the 19th, just about the time of the closing of the markets. And the
Fed... Was it $300 trillion or $300 billion?
$300 trillion in losses. $300 trillion in losses in 7 days' time. They found out what they wanted to know. I will give you the next one. The Federal Reserve lost $151 billion in bond values. Folks, I hope you understand what the Federal Reserve bond is that pays the interest on the national debt, and they're sold day after day by the Federal Reserve. The Fed, and taxpayers, you're responsible for this. In that 1 week's time, after the test run by the elite, after Mr. Bernanke's statement, the Federal Reserve lost $151 billion in bond values alone, and the taxpayers are responsible for this. All of this was a test run to see what would happen to the derivative market and what the outcome would be. It's all smoothed over now, but everything is set and ready. The Farm Bill, January 1. The Mortgage Debt Release Act, January 1. Mr. Bernanke changing over to the new Federal Reserve Chairman, January 1. Health care bill, January 1, and that is not going to be the day that we have a financial crash. Did you catch this? I am not setting a date. I'm saying they are getting things ready for when they get ready to do it. They've already made that test run. Now, let me give you the second email. You please go back to lindsaywilliams.net and print this out. I plead with you to print out these two emails. They're free of charge. Right on the front page. You don't even have to click to go someplace. Let me read you the second one. This was the second email that was sent to me that Thursday morning. The U.S. market has declined over the past 6 months. Well, that's nothing new. The Japanese stock market has recently dropped 20%. Now, do you realize all of this is preparation for the day they get ready to bring about the collapse? Let me give you the next one that was in that email. The U.S. bond market has sold off. Oh, my goodness, bonds are in horrible trouble. You know how cities finance a water plant? You know how they build new schools? They sell bonds. You try to sell a bond right now. I don't know what the municipalities are doing. Again, gold has gone down 20% since January the 1st. You ready for the Chinese? Oh, please. The Chinese are not going to be exempt from this. China's going to be in just as much of a mess as America is counted in the euro. Chinese stocks, the FXI, has fallen 19.69% since January the 1st. That is drastic. The world's second largest economy. Emerging markets, I'm going to give you their drop. Emerging markets, these are third world countries that are beginning to come up. The emerging markets have depreciated by 11.3% in the last 30 days. Now, I want to give you a secret. I didn't know this until this last weekend when I was time after time on the phone with this individual. Do you know what the elite use to indicate, you know what their premier asset is that they use to determine whether the markets are growing or contracting? No, it's not the New York stock market. No, not Wall Street. Not the euro. It's not gold. And I thought sure it would be. Or silver. You know what it is? It's in this email. This is going to be a revelation to you. Start watching. Copper, yes, what the penny used to be made out of before they took it out of it, is the premier asset considered to be the indicator of growth and contraction by the elite. And copper has contracted 18% since January the 1st. Investors are watching this like a hawk. The average person doesn't know what to watch. Remember that my elite friend told me, and you know the one, Dr. Stan, whom you talked with on the phone, made it very plain to me that whenever they get ready to bring all of this down, they know exactly how to do it. And I was told it would be done with the derivative market. And the one thing that you must do a crash course on as quickly as you can is what the derivatives are, because that is what they're going to use to bring them all down. The test run has been made. Now, there was another very significant item here. And again, let me please, I want to promise you something right now. I'm getting this so hot and heavy now because things are coming down to the wire. Anytime that I receive anything of significance from the elite friend that you know, Dr. Stan, you talked with that one time, or from my inner side, a friend whom I was put in touch with, anytime I get any information from either one of these that I think is vital to your welfare, I'm going to post it on lindsaywilliams.net. Now, that may be once a month. It may be once a week. It may be tomorrow morning. Whenever I get something that I feel is that vital, I will post it on the front page, and it's free of charge. You don't have to pay anything for this website. Just go there and get it. I want you to be warned in advance. I'll make you another promise. I have been fairly well assured, Dr. Sand, and I'll say this to your audience. I've been fairly well assured that I will know in advance before they get ready to bring about the financial collapse. And whenever I know, I promise you, I'll tell you. I'll either email you, Dr. Sand. I will call you on the phone more than likely. And I'm definitely going to post it on lindsaywilliams.net. Folks, we're on the verge of something catastrophic, but please note carefully, you right now have the most glorious window of opportunity that you can imagine of. Please, I don't want you to be discouraged over this. You cannot worry over this. Worry shuts your brain down. That's what Dr. Jadda told me. He said, Chaplain, urge people not to worry over this. Don't you lose any sleep over it and look behind bushes and for black helicopters. Right now, the dollar still has fairly good purchasing power. There are things that you can do right now that you may not be able to do 6 months to a year from now because of the dollar losing so much of its purchasing power by then, as is planned. you need right now to determine how is the best way to protect your family, to protect your assets. I'll give you a few just quickly. You must get into tangibles. If it is written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. You must get out of paper and get into tangibles. A tangible kit does not necessarily have to be gold or silver. A tangible can be a paid-for roof over your head. A tangible can be a piece of ground in the backyard where you can grow a garden. A tangible can be storage food and water. A tangible can be gold and silver. A tangible can be many things. The elite have long since gotten out of paper. One of them said to me one day, he said, "Chaplain, we are not into any paper that we cannot afford to lose." I think that's marvelous advice tonight, if I could give it to you. If you cannot afford to lose it, it should not be in paper. It should be in tangibles. And if you will set things in order, you can be like so many people were between 1929 through 1933 at the time of the Great Depression. Many, many people made great fortunes. Not everyone stood in a soup line. They knew in advance it was going to happen. They set things in order in advance. Dr. Stan warns you day after day after day. I have promised you tonight, I will post it on lindsaywilliams.net. Don't miss a single program of Dr. Stan's. You listen every day, because that one day may come around when it is going to be vital to your dinner table and your welfare that you know everything he's saying, and you've got to keep in touch with it day after day. Now, let me bring up another subject, and this you need to see also. Something happened on June the 12th, and all of this was leading up to this, by the way. On June the 12th, J.P. Morgan announced something that the average person probably didn't realize what was happening, but to me and to some others, it was catastrophic. J.P. Morgan on that date announced that their gold vault, now there are many, many gold vaults around the world. You might call Fort Knox a gold vault. There's some in Europe. There's some in America. J.P. Morgan has one. The COMEX has one. J.P. Morgan on June the 12th, of 2013 announced that their gold vault had dropped by 28.4% overnight.
What does that mean? That the value of the gold had dropped, or that they had lost that much gold?
It had dropped, and that much had been sent out.
Okay, in other words, people were buying the gold and they were getting rid of it or claiming the gold. Is that it?
They had asked for physical delivery.
Okay, fine. So people, the smart people, are taking physical delivery. They don't trust the banks, and you shouldn't either. Our guest, of course, is Lindsay Williams. Once again, get your website out there, Lindsay.
Please go to lindsaywilliams.net. Please call our toll-free number, 888-799-6111 during office hours on tomorrow. Again, toll free 1-888-799-6111, or go on the web even now and print out lindsaywilliams.net. Please get my new DVD, Healing the Elite Way. You must get these things into your medicine cabinet. And while you're there at lindsaywilliams.net, please get the DVD that was done approximately 2 months ago entitled New Signs the Elite Have Given Me. It'll just take one click. It's there on the front page. New Signs. I saw it happen even back then when I was in touch with the gentleman that you know as well as my insider friend now that's given me much information. And I prepared a DVD of signs they had given me that you need to look to in order to know before all of this takes place. Again, lindsaywilliams.net, and you'll find those printed out and explanations of each of them, Dr. Stan.
All right, fine, Lindsay. Well, certainly it sounds like we're moving into some very difficult and very dangerous times. You got about 2 minutes to wrap up the program. What's the final message you'd like to leave with our listeners this evening?
First of all, set your spiritual house in order. That part in your relationship with Jesus Christ and your salvation is more important than all of the gold and the silver and the money in the world. If you're not sure that you know him as your Savior and that the Bible is your guide, please immediately take advantage of going to the book of Romans, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, and be sure that you know where you stand. And if your house is on a solid rock instead of on sinking sand, you will be able to abide through all of this, and the Holy Spirit can lead you, and God can give you direction. And I would urge you, first of all, if you have any question whatsoever as to how to do this, go to lindseywilliams.net, scroll down quite a ways, and you will actually find a message in which I urge people and show them how to make that decision for Jesus Christ as their Savior. Do that first, then everything else will fall in line. Watch the signs. Listen to Dr. Stan. Get his newsletter. I haven't heard him talk about that newsletter lately. Dr. Stan, do you still print it? You must get Dr. Stan's newsletter.
Well, yeah, we put it out every month, and we hope that people are listening and reading it and preparing for what we feel are very, very difficult times that lie ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, I'm glad you're still putting that out. And, folks, I would urge you to get that and Dr. Stan's materials, and then go to lindseywilliams.net anytime you wish. Watch what J.P. Morgan did. There are so many countries. Mr. Chavez in Venezuela, you remember he demanded before he died that all of his gold reserves be sent back home. Well, Germany is doing that. Russia is doing it. China is doing it.
Hold the thought, Lindsay. We're out of time. Well, this is Dr. Stan Lindsay simply saying that certainly Russia's asked for, Germany's asked for a return of their gold, certainly Venezuela's asked for a return of their gold. People are trying, the countries are trying to get their gold because they know the whole system's coming down. Why do you think after all these years Germany wants a return of their gold? They know what's coming down the line. And that's, of course, why Chavez wanted to get his gold returned before he died. Lindsay Williams, God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us. And we'll look forward to talking to you again tomorrow afternoon on our afternoon program.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Lord bless and good night.
You too. Good night. Bye-bye. Okay, that was Lindsay Williams. Hope you enjoyed, Lindsay. And ladies and gentlemen, we are moving into difficult times. You need to begin making your personal preparations and then, of course, your spiritual preparations as well, because Lindsay's point is absolutely correct. The most important possession you have is not your home. It is your personal relationship with our Lord. And if you have any question at all about that, why, we hope, of course, that you'll, if you want to, you can call me, go to your minister. But, of course, just certainly understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. If I can certainly suggest my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which I hope will put things into a clear focus for you, that's Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, we have all sorts of other tape sets and other issues. And we're probably certainly have more information that will help you to understand what's going on financially and from the point of view of the sinister and satanic forces. We have a 4-CD set on the supernatural. We have a 4-CD set and a book on satanic crimes. There really are organized satanic organizations out there. They're not imaginary. They're really very, very real. And they're working, of course, trying to capture as many souls as they possibly can. This is not theoretical. It's a very real problem. So our telephone number, of course, is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our web page is RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. We hope you go there and watch our DVDs, that you'll certainly listen to our radio programs, and you can get them live 4 hours a day and archived 24 hours a day. And then that you'll read our newsletters going back to the mid-1990s and so much of the other information we have, Population Control Agenda, Monograph, and so much else on our website. But then, of course, we do hope that you, if you have a question or comment, that you'll have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, because that is really what this is all about. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilizations. And there are powerful people out there who hate Christianity, who hate everything that is good and worthwhile and noble and righteousness and honest in the world today. And when you understand that, it's so difficult to begin to understand what's happening, because there truly are people out there, some of them people of great wealth, who are certainly Satanists. They worship Satan, and Satan has rewarded them well. We're talking about some of the richest people in the world today. And if you really just doubt this is the reality, well, of course, there's so many books out there that certainly cover this sort of thing. We'll go into the background of it, but certainly my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, should give you a clear perspective of the truly satanic movement that we're aligned against today. People of unbelievable wealth, we're talking of tens, if not hundreds of trillions of dollars, who are using that money to bring about a one-world government and a one-world religion, and their goal is to destroy Christianity. And that is why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and celebration of Christmas and celebration of Easter out of our schools, because they wanted to destroy the Christian foundation of this country, and they've done it. Well, if you haven't heard my talk on Agenda 21, the covert agenda, let me suggest it for you, and we ask you to pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Good night. God bless you.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair, as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her.
Welcome to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. It is the 2nd of July, Tuesday, 2013. We thank you so much for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing, and learning more every single day to try and understand this crazy, unbelievable world. It just seems like every day it gets more convoluted in trying to...